Hello and welcome to iTrustGodOnly.com. Hello and welcome to iTrustGodOnly.com. And the title is Reaching the Point of Desperation. There is a place that no one wants to reach in their life. It is a cold, dark, and sometimes lonely place, and it is called despair. It's a negative feeling of hopelessness, one that can cause us to think and or behave irrationally. It can wreak havoc on our well-being and our emotional state. Being in despair can be caused by many different reasons or causes, like having lost a job and not being able to find one, which can lead to negative thoughts of losing one's home and thinking about living on the streets. It can get worse if a person or a couple have children to feed, clothe, and shelter, and or not being able to pay your bills, which can lead to repossession of furniture or a vehicle. A family member or someone you love dearly has fallen ill or has been in a terrible accident where their outcome looks grim. You could lose hope that they may not recover. You may have also received bad news about a health condition that may be of serious concern. You could be overwhelmed by the hustle and bustle of today's world, not enough time to accomplish the many demands that daily life is throwing at you, which leaves you with no time to relax. These things can deprive you of sleep, cause stress, and possible medical issues. There are many more reasons or causes that could make us become a victim of despair. The economy, our government, politicians, world events, local events, our children, marriage, and so on. But when you come right down to it, negative emotions like worries, fears, and depression are usually what puts us into despair. Being in despair can be a dangerous place. By reaching the point of desperation, we can become a totally different person than we would normally be. We could lose our mind in such a way that we will no longer be thinking rationally. Our thought process changes to where our judgment between right and wrong can become distorted. People have lost all hope in the normal way of life, where they have chosen to commit crimes like burglary, armed robbery, embezzlement, theft, and or shoplifting. When times look tough and we lose hope and we become desperate, our survival mode kicks in. How we choose to address our situation is something that we need to prepare ourselves for so that we don't end up like others have. For instance, there have been people who wiped out their entire family, committed suicide, or even both. Falling into depression because of despair can cause some people to do these things, and the main problem about it is that we cannot be sure if we will fall victim to this dark state, or can we? We must prepare ourselves for the worst possible scenario that can happen to us. The way to do this is to build up our faith in God. Jesus can help us by showing us the way. He will teach us all we need to know about how to deal with the many different types of darknesses that can plague us. He will help us to grow strong spiritually so that we can stand strong and have our faith secured in God, knowing that He will always be there for us. You have to ask yourself some questions like, if the bottom line dropped out from under you, what would you do? Would you fall apart? Could you handle losing your house or your job? If you are a believer in God, is your faith strong enough to handle any hardship, test, or trial? Reaching the point of desperation doesn't have to happen to us. We only need to prepare ourselves and trust God that He will be there for us. Grow close to God and believe that He will be there for you. May God bless you always. Thank you.